W4MGO.
D7J Mobile.
And Gerald TR, stationary.
Afternoon, how y'all doing?
You kind of had an effect on Bernice yesterday or day before because I'm getting spaghetti and meatballs for dinner here in a little bit.
Last night my spaghetti turned out pretty good, so I'm sure yours will as well, and then throw some meatballs in there to boot. I actually made mine, and then I put some mozzarella cheese on top of it, put it under the broiler, and baked it. So I had baked spaghetti with garlic bread.
Bernice said she thinks she's seen it, but we never had it. Sounds pretty scrumptious.
Well, yeah, you put that mozzarella on there, and you just bake it till it gets a little bit golden brown there. And, man, you want to talk about uptown. There you are.
As far uptown as you can get. Where have I heard that before, Bob? Well, I talked to Austria on EchoLink this morning for about a half an hour. It was a real pleasure with the gentleman. OE2, Mike Uniform, something or other. WUM, I guess. And then, just as I was getting in the conversation, a friend of mine that's starting back in ham radio up in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, come on there. And Mike, KD5KX, if you ever hear him, QDelta5KX. Really an extremely smart guy and in electronics and PLCs and stuff like that. But he's been a ham for many, many years, and he just retired. So that was just shocking. I really enjoyed that.
That's always neat when you can meet up, hook up with old friends that you haven't seen, what have you. I catch up with some of my old friends from Michigan every now and then on text message or email a little bit, but I've only got one or two up there that I really stay in touch with.
And you'll laugh, but most of mine were in their 90s, so unless there's some really good propagation, I'll probably not hear them anymore.
That depends. I've worked some pretty good stuff. I worked in Namibia a little while ago on sideband Gunter, and got to say hello to him. I've worked him a lot, many times before, but whenever I see him, I'll usually dial over there and say hello to him and see how they're doing it on that end of the world. So he was doing well. Family was doing well, so it's always good to hear ham radio buddies, too.
And Africa has come in a few times here recently. I saw Gabon was on there yesterday on 20 meters. One of them was on CW 14043 or something like that. I could just barely make them out, and I was afraid that I couldn't respond, so I didn't try it. And then I worked to a guy that I worked 4 years ago in Turkey that come on. And, I just cherry-picked a little bit of an evening around the gray line. And occasionally I'll look during the day at the computer. I've been doing a lot of that this morning, but I did hear a guy one day. I was coming home, and right in front of the house here, as I was coming down the hill, I picked up a guy in Australia and talked to him for quite a while. So it's always enjoyable to hear. I know it's not exactly like DX, but it's still a conversation, and you know me, I enjoy that. And so this was Salzburg, where Mozart was born, and Bernice and I have been there. The kids took us there many years ago, and so it was really enjoyable. It's always nice to meet old friends, and I've been doing pretty good on CW, considering the lousy sunspots.
It hasn't been what it once was. But I think it's slowly starting to come back, and we'll see things improve here. I don't see the stations. You know, I was lucky. I started this hobby, you know, at the high side of the propagation, so I got a lot of good contacts in there and a lot of good de-expeditions in there. You know, Heard Island and Amsterdam Island and all them, which you won't see for years, if ever again, even in my lifetime. So it was kind of cool to be able to work all them, but I haven't seen places like Togo or, well, Swaziland is now the kingdom of Swatini, and I've worked them as well. But, you know, so Tom, listen, I got to meet a guy here at Home Depot and hand him some checks. I got to pay a guy here for some work he did. Give me a few minutes. I'll be right back. ND7J.
Well, sir, from you, don't drop them. They might bounce back up and hit you. So see you later, Bob. ND7J and 0TR73.
If you drop them, they bounce back into my wallet, and then I run like hell. Catch it a little bit, ND7J.
WV Mobile.
Mobile. My name's Tom, NGTR. I'll be around for a few minutes. My wife is over here making dinner, and so when that comes up, you're going to wind up in second place.
Well, Bill, thank you for coming back. I just put this Yaesu 2800 in my truck. I was just wondering how it sounded.
Business just doing great, Bill. Now, let me write your call down again. Give that to me a little bit slower. I'm 73 and a little slow. I flunked hooked on phonics, you know.
Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Victor Bravo.
Call sign so long anymore to confuse us old folks, Bill.
Well, you know, that's a bad thing. I actually had my ham radio for probably 20 years. I let it expire, and I lapsed the renewal period by a couple of weeks, and doggone it, I had to retest. I was a Tech Plus, and, you know, they changed all that in the interim, and then I had to test again and get another call sign. It takes me forever to think about what my call sign is. I always want to use the old one.
Roger, this is N0TR. I always tease the people in Walmart, which I rarely go in now, of course, with the virus, but I always tell them they move the stuff around once a week just to confuse us old folks as to where to find it. I really believe they do that in all these stores now, Bill. Oh, well, were you originally from down here, a 4-call? I've always been a 0. Don't feel bad. Mine was N0ZHB, Zulu Hotel Bravo. And boy, that was a real bummer trying to break into a pileup on HF.
Yeah, I got my license while I was in South Carolina. Grew up in New York, but moved to South Carolina when I was 22. So been here for 35-something years, I guess.
I've been down here from the land of Oz for... 10 years now, isn't it, Bernice? Exactly. And we sure love it. It's a wonderful state. Getting too many people in it now down here around Greenville, but I do love to talk to people. So that part's good. But most of them are not hams, unfortunately.
A lot of new ham radio operators on 2 meters. I listen a lot. I don't talk much. Once in a while, I'll jump in. But there's a lot of new ham operators just getting them all because I guess because they laxed all the requirements.
That may be. And I was a Tech Plus 2 one time, 5 words a minute, 26 years ago, or 27, something like that, Bill. But, and that's great. W4EEY, Gary, has done just a plethora of things to encourage new operators. And, you'll hear him on here from time to time. And he teaches the classes online now if you happen to run into anybody that wants to do it. He teaches them all the licenses on YouTube. Very, very extremely smart gentleman and a friend. Well, I talked to Salzburg in Austria this morning for half an hour on here, and to my old friend KD5KX up in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma at the same time. which just surprised the heck out of me. I hadn't talked to Mike in 10 years, so this is a great repeater.
You were getting them on 2 meters?
I sure was. I'm kind of pulling your leg, because, see, this repeater has Echolink on it. I talked to a guy in Australia here driving down the road in front of the house one day. So if you hear an odd call sign like he was Oscar Echo 2 Whiskey Uniform Mike, you just got to let a little bit of a pause in between transmissions when you're talking on Echolink. So basically he is calling in through the internet to the repeater, and the repeater repeats it on 2 meters. Over.
I understand that. Now, I have heard on extreme circumstances where I've actually listened to repeaters as far up north as New York on 2 meters, and just somehow it was coming through late at night. I've heard, and they fade in, fade out. They don't stay long, but I thought that was pretty neat. But I was thinking, how in the world are you getting that on 2 meters? Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. But let me tell you, I just pulled up my house. I just ran out, got Mama something to eat. I'll have to get in and get it to her. She's not feeling too well. So if she can eat, I got to get it to her. This is KO4JBV, and I really appreciate you coming back. I enjoyed talking to you, sir. Once again, my name's Bill, and 73s, I'll be clear on your final.
Roger, Bill. This is Tom. I hope your wife's feeling better. And, yeah, you get that occasionally, and usually up to 500 miles. It's called tropospheric propagation, and it usually is from ionized clouds and such. And 2 meters usually doesn't skip, but it will on occasion, especially in the springtime. I've noticed it. So, that happens, and they'll be strong as heck, and then they're gone 5 minutes later, if that long. 73s, have a nice day. Stay safe out there. KO4, Juliet Victor Bravo. This is November 0, Tango Romeo. 73s.
KN4 TFW.
I'm getting so many dead burn call signs this morning. I think I'm getting senile. That's what it is. now let me see if I can get this one right. KO4TFW, and KO4TFW. That don't come up in the database here, but I know I've talked to you before. Go ahead.
Kilo November 4, Tango Foxtrot Whiskey.
Ken, you're a long way. This is rare propagation. Greer, South Carolina.
I'm up here in Spartanburg, up here at Gossett Road, headed south back to Greer.
Sorry about the call sign mess up there, but you know, when you're hooked on phonics, it's hard. You know, the numbers I can get, but the letters are hard.
I know. It's when you get talked to five or six different people, you know what I mean, in a row, and then it's really difficult. Man, I'm glad I'm not on the northbound side.
Although, I don't know. The conditions today haven't been bad unless there was an accident. There was an overturned truck down there on I-85 today, which, man, they showed a picture of I-85 this morning that it was stopped, and I'll bet you it was 90% trucks.
The major East Coast corridor for trucks, you should see how many run down through there in the evening time. But now they're doing that construction starting at exit 80, and that now they're really backing up.
Okay, and I've only been here 10 years, but that's up there near where you take the business exit around Spartanburg?
Yeah, so dear, a little bit north of 221 at Chesney Highway.
Well, I'll tell you, being from Kansas in the town of, at the last there when the college was in session, it was about 20,000. You can imagine how much I like traffic.
About like Greer when I moved here 20 years ago, and that it was a nice little town. Now it's It's way too big for me. I need to, when I retire, get move out somewhere out into the country again where it's more rural.
Fortunate. We're up here between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham. But they built that O'Neill addition out there, and there's like 400 houses going in there, and they've done nothing to improve the highway on 101. And of a morning and of an evening when working class people are out there, it just sucks.
Are they calling that three-way stop right there an improvement? Boy, if that's an improvement, I tell you what.
Into Channel 4 about that the other day, and I contacted the DOT about it, and I told them, I said, my neighbor had a heart attack, and they couldn't even get down through there with the emergency equipment. I said, you need to put a light in there, and traffic would flow freely through there. It always did. Well, now that people know there's a three-way stop, they keep coming in on that Milford Church Road, and so it just backs up for a mile or two down there, and just wreck after wreck after wreck. And now there's an intersection up there by the O'Neill Church, just north of us, where those new houses that are way out to the west of us there in that O'Neill edition, I call it, they come over to 101 and turn there, and those people coming back up past the hot dog shop and the old hot dog shop and where they turn off to go to the dump, when they come over that hill, probably 55 miles an hour, there's just really, really frequent wrecks there. Somebody's going to get killed.
On that one, I come through there the other day, and it's just ridiculous. I remember when I could go down there and never see another car. Now I saw just north of that old hot dog stand, they put a four-way stop in.
This is M0TR with KN4TFW. Yeah, you're exactly right. Well, that I can, you know, understand. It's out in the open and all that. But when you come back to the south there, that one that comes from the west, right there just over the top of that hill, God, that's a death trap. And then we live over on Brown Road, which would be the next intersection down from the church. And to the east. So we're still rural, and I can't see them up there because there's a huge hill out here to my west. And we still have everything from bear to coyotes to raccoons to whatever come out in the backyard. And I hope it stays that way because we're from Kansas, and I always wanted to live out in the country a little bit. And heck, where that O'Neill edition was 4 years ago, that was cattle and horses.
Back out that way. It was very pretty, like you said, about 4 years ago, and that now every hill is, all the trees are missing, and they're just building houses as fast as they can, and they should make them have to fix the road before they do that, you know what I mean, because it's just downright ridiculous now to go up through there. KN4TFW.
Services down in there from where the fire department's at, they wanted to put a roundabout there, and I thought, man, that's nuts. And people raised so much cane, they didn't do it. Okay, you go on up the road there, where that three-way stops at, they could have used that. That would have been excellent. But a stoplight, I think, would be even better with the sensors in the road. And then the next intersection, the old Rutherford Road, when those people try to come out there of an evening or of a morning, they block the whole intersection because they're backed up down towards town, and they're backed up towards Robinson Lake for a mile each way, and so they'll stick their nose out there and just block the whole intersection.
What that stop sign does is it just gets them all paced out there where they're just spaced just right where you can't pull out from another side street without taking a chance, right?
Right, and where you got 45 speed limits around here, it's more like 55 to 65, and the stopping distance is, you know, down here, when it's raining out there, you need to increase your distance, your following distance between cars and that. These mental midgets down here, they walk among us, and they don't. And, boy, I've never seen a place that had any more wrecks than what they do around here. And every morning, I-85 is just a zoo.
Wait for me. I'm on at about 5:30 to 6 o'clock, so it's still pretty bad. A lot of trucks, but a lot of cars going really, really fast. I know the police officer pulled a couple over the other day, and he stopped the guy that works with us and that, and said they were doing 90 in a 55 construction zone, but it wasn't him. It was another truck. And the second driver he stopped identified that it wasn't him. And that, but man, 90 in the early morning through a construction zone, that's just ridiculous.
KB2HX has mobile.
Hi, David. Good afternoon. Yeah, it is. And a truck can be 80,000 pounds, and these people pull in front of them with their vehicles like, you know, that guy's supposed to stop on a dime when I pull one of these crazy maneuvers. They can't do that, so I have sympathy for the truck drivers, too. And then in the old days, the truck drivers, and there's still a lot of good ones, but there's a lot of them that aren't as courteous as they used to be in the old days. I give them all the room they want. Go ahead, David.
Been there, done that. I drove a truck for almost 25 years for Allied Van Lines as an owner-operator. So, yes, I've seen that. People come around cutting me off, and they think that, you know, big truck, big brakes, they don't stop on a dime. Good afternoon. Nice, dreary, wet afternoon. How's everybody today? To the other station. This is Dave, KB2HXS Mobile.
Yeah, Dave, this is Ken. KN4TFW. Doing pretty well, just motoring back to GER.
I said he said it right.
Your call's a tongue twister, Dave. Hey, my War Department says that my spaghetti and meatballs is ready, and so you guys are going to have to take the back seat because I'm clearing out of here. Pleasure's all mine, gentlemen. Really enjoyed it. Drive safe and have a good day. This is N0TR. Back to you, Ken.
73, Tom. You have a good one. Tell Bernice we said hey, and look forward to catching you another time on the radio. KN4TFW.
We'll talk to you again. Well, Ken, I've been accused of calling my town here Greer, not GER.
Yeah, I just said it just for you.
Thank you.
We're going on 25 years now, I guess.
24 and a half more years than me.
Your truck's back in the, oh, geez, it was like the early 80s, maybe 79, 80, something like that, for about 6 months, and then I went back to construction.
My first truck that I purchased was a 1979 Kenworth cab over. And I learned a lot in that truck. And then I went to the T600 style, which is what they used to call the anteater because it had the setback front axle. And my last truck was a brand new 2002 Kenworth T600, which I gave up in 2005 and just came off the road. I was done with it.
Nowadays, people don't give them respect or anything. Like the guy said, you know, they won't run with their lights on, so you can't see them when it's raining. I try to, you know, at least flash them over and give them clearance and everything.
Yeah, no, when it comes to the big trucks, I'm extremely respectful because, again, I did it for 25 years. So I even gave the license up. I don't even want to do it anymore. It's just, I've got my own thing going on now, and I just don't need to drive a truck anymore.
I was coming up on one here. It's been years ago. I was coming up behind him, and I got over and had to pass him. And about the time I got over, one of those tires blew out. It's like, man, I was glad that I got over.
tail tires blow. They're loud as heck, too.
I'd be real bad, but I'd have caught it right in the windshield if I'd have been behind him.
Depending on the company, they don't maintain those trips real well, and they put recaps on the trailers. And if you don't keep the air in them that's supposed to be in them, they'll peel in a minute.
There's those big old wide tires that they use to replace the dualies, and that's like, man, one of those comes off, man, I don't care what kind of vehicle you're driving, you're going to hit it.
Super singles, yeah. I vowed to myself I would never have a truck with super singles on it. Because the idea with the duals is when you're running in snow or running in mud or something, the mud and the snow and the crap have a place to go between the wheels so the wheels can get down here and get traction. That was the whole premise of the Army Jeeps way back in the day. Those tires were real skinny so they can dig down and get traction.
Why? Just so they'd be like big skis, right?
No.
Wait.
No good as usual. I'm just at the bank here. Got to get a little cash out. Going to get some gas in my vehicle. And then head back to the house and hunker down. I guess we got a storm coming through or something. I don't know.
Recently, early last week, they were saying that this was supposed to be snow, but they changed it. So I think after today, I thought it was supposed to be pretty nice.
That was to what I was to understand also. Was to be fairly nice, but I don't know what the heck's going on.
About low 50s the next 4 or 5 days with no chance of rain, so that'd be nice. Give us a little bit of drying out time. I'm about tired of this rain.
I just moved up from Florida, and you can set your watch on the rain down there.
Oh, I saw on the news for last year we were 26 inches above normal.
Negotiate into the ATM machine. KB2HXS Mobile, leaving the lending institution.
Delin?
I just took it. I didn't care. Fine, glorious, rainy, dreary day.
At work, headed to the house, and Aunt Mama's working, so it's just me at the house. I guess it'll be some leftovers. I'd made some chicken soup on Sunday, so maybe I'll have me some chicken soup. It's a good day for soup. It seems like it's kind of dreary. Maybe that'll pick me up.
I worked a little this morning. I had to do a little bit of reconstruction on some duct work for a lady. Her return duct on her air conditioning was all collapsed under the house, and it was sucking in all kinds of junk and not moving any air.
Mine. I've been milking them for... They're 30 years old and they're still working, but they're not the most efficient, but they work. And this weekend it was, I replaced three restroom exhaust fans, and that because they were 30 years old and starting to squeal pretty bad.
Well, I am good on QRZ.com. That's all I can say about that.
Get the call sign right.
Yeah, well, Tom knows it, too. He's usually on here most of the time, so if I'm not around or what have you, you can ask him for it. But it's easy. It's KB2, Kilo Bravo 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. Or if you look at it, H times S, you know, like a math equation, H times X sine S.
That makes it a little bit easier to remember.
I don't get that. You know, a math equation thing, and she go, well, what are you talking about?
They probably didn't take algebra or anything.
Yeah, they didn't graduate.
Yeah, from GERT.
Right? That's now over on 290. You know, if we had some gas, we have that Ingles card. You get the discounts on the gallon of gas and stuff, so... I gas up my car and maybe one or two of my... I got a couple of my gas cans with me just in case if the if the excrement hits the fan, as it were.
I need to do that. I need to have done that before the gas went up. But I think I got on my Ingles card, I think I got about 40 cents off. I got enough points for about 40 cents off, but it looks like from the fuel gauge right now, I guess tomorrow will be the day.
Short of tank, so it's time to get some gas.
Tank is here, but I have put almost 23 in it. That's kind of pushing it, I'm sure.
Now, tippy top them off because you need a little bit of expansion for when the day warms up.
Until it kicks off.
That's what I do. Let it sit in there, and when it's done, it's done.
Did gas go up so high all of a sudden? I must have missed it.
I do not have a clue. I don't know. All of a sudden, it jumped up. It's like $2 a gallon now.
Yeah, my regular 186 is 211.
I don't understand. I don't even want to. I didn't want to guess what the problem could be because we probably all know it.
You coming?
Now, come on.
They said people are driving from home on the news this morning. They're working at home and not driving. And so gas went to $50 a barrel. And I got to go back to my meal in 0 TR.
I hear that. We should have a surplus of oil then.
I thought it would have went cheaper, right?
Yeah, demand isn't there. Guess we'll see what happens in the coming weeks. Who the heck knows? It's got to roll with it, I guess.
Yeah, we're just going to have to take a wait-and-see attitude and figure it out from there. And that, there's so many things in that, but, you know, you keep blocking information and turning off people's information makes you think that something's going to happen.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way, but, you know, I'm just trying not to comment. I don't want to upset the masses here.
Subject, you pick it. I said, all right, next subject, you pick it.
Well, I'm trying to get my station up at the house. I'm going to be picking up a tower on Wednesday. I've got a low-band antenna I'm going to put on the top, or off to the side, rather. I'm going to get a VHF, UHF antenna to go on top.
That'd be good. And that, like I said, I just got that wire up in the tree. If you come out of that Ingles, out of the main exit there by the gas station, kind of look about 10:30, 11 o'clock, you'll see the big trees over there. That's in my yard.
I'm pulling into Ingles here. Not yet. I got to get around. I got to get through this traffic light. Yeah. Recently acquired an IC7000 Icon
29,
which I'm going to use as my base radio, and then I'm going to find a separation cable for my 706 Mach 2G, and that'll go back in this vehicle. And holy cow, Ingles is packed! Oh my goodness!
Just to miss the memo on what we were supposed to get today.
I don't know. I have people out here shopping like crazy.
But social distancing.
Gotcha. All right, I'm pulling into the pump. Let me get out of here, Ken. Have a good afternoon. 73, KB2HXS will be out for a little bit.
All right, 73, David. We'll catch up with you another time. Enjoyed it. KN4 TFW, clear.
Same here, Ken. KF4 TFW, KB2HXS.
4CEF mobile
and 4TFW. Almost to the house.
It may be the crazy, so we'll see how it goes.
I'm on your side, as long as you're not going north of Spartanburg.
I'm on free if I can make it 26 without hitting traffic. How was your day?
Any uneventful. Went by pretty quick. And that, so that's all that matters. And that, and didn't have to get out in the drizzle too bad. So that made a good day. And yours?
I got to go in late to work. I had a doctor's appointment with him early this morning, so it wasn't bad at all. I only worked 5 hours. I'm not really going to complain.
Good morning. I talked a little bit to Ed, and that he was in the hospital with some heart issues and that, so he was back at work today, but he had to go to the doctor this morning, so I got to find out about that. And then I heard that Mike and his wife are down and might have the COVID, so everybody's not doing too well right now.
Yeah, I think he was telling me the exact same thing. I don't know if he's got it yet or not, but yeah. And I hadn't heard, I don't know, who was I talking to? Was it Tim? I think Tim was telling me that.
I hadn't talked to Tim in a little while, for sure.
I'm going to go in early to cover for all the people that were out there, and then I think he ended up having to go out himself, and I hadn't heard from Mike, so I don't know. There ain't no telling.
I figure everybody will have it before it's over with, right?
Fortunately, it's going to work out a lot like a flu. Everybody's going to get it at some point. You might avoid it for a while, but you're eventually going to get it.
Well, out at my wife's work, she works at a restaurant. It's ridiculous.
Here it's getting pretty hard hit where once one person gets it, it kind of spreads pretty fast, or everybody thinks they've got it after that. And you got several people that's out for a couple of days waiting on results. But other than that, we've had a couple spots, but that's been it. Nothing real widespread.
Back in the driveway. Yeah, out there where I'm at, there's not a lot of people, you know what I mean? There's probably only 30 or 40 working during the day and maybe that many at night. So they're kind of spread out, not really bunched up. So that's a good thing.
And then you got less people touching everything, so I think it makes a big difference. In all honesty,
you mean it's in there all day. They just keep making rounds, cleaning off all the door handles and stuff like that, trying to help eliminate it.
There to go. I mean, I'm sure people there will get it, but hopefully not really spread it. So
one out with it right now. And that, but he's not feeling too bad, so hopefully he'll be back in a few days.
And I was reading an article, it was talking about some people that lost their taste and smell don't get it back right away. Like, they're still having issues with it even long after they're done. Man, I don't want nothing to do with that.
Well, there was some they're calling long haulers, and the symptoms keep hanging on for, 6 and 8 months.
And the taste and smell, they're not sure why it takes so long to go away sometimes, or come back, I guess you'd say, where you can get your senses back. And it was just talking about a couple of different people that they're trying to do therapy and all kinds of stuff, but nothing's really working.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to go. The pup's barking at me and that, because I'm home and not coming in. So I'll say 73. I hope you have an awesome evening. Look forward to maybe catching you on the radio in the morning. KN4TFW.
Have a good one. Talk to you in the morning, and hope you have a great evening. 73, KO4CF, and I'll be clear.